All right, tell me a little bit about this study that you guys just did and how Americans are kind of unprepared when it comes to what to do with their wealth.
Sure. The Wealth Transfer Report is basically a recent report. It's a study that looked into the giving and receiving habits of Americans. We also looked at the UK and Canada as well. But it really was a snapshot of their current state of preparedness around giving and receiving wealth. And it's really one of the most comprehensive research works that's been done on the intentions and behaviors with respect to giving and receiving. It's estimated that about $4 trillion is going to be passing in the next generation in those three countries. But what we found is that wealth rarely endures long enough to create a legacy that lasts for multiple generations. Truly, failing to plan is a plan to fail.
Now, in those findings, did they estimate any kind of reasoning behind that about why Americans are not prepared?
You know, I think there are a multitude of reasons that they aren't prepared. Having the conversation around transferring wealth or around family wealth is sometimes an awkward conversation, and I think there's also the traditional view that sharing family wealth, you know, what the matriarch and patriarch have accumulated is going to somehow bias the kids and put them in a position where they feel like they, you know, won't have to have their own successes. They won't have to go out and create their own wealth because they may anticipate that they've got wealth coming their way at some point down the line. So it's an emotionally charged, sometimes awkward conversation that families simply avoid. The other piece of it is that individuals are busy and they're focused on their daily lives and the topic of what do I do with my assets if I'm incapacitated or if I pass away. It's not a fun one, and it's one that just is easy to postpone.
Now, right now, if someone does not go ahead and set up safeguards or talk to their family, what does happen to their wealth if they haven't had those conversations?
Well, what we found is that, you know, without a full wealth transfer plan, inheritors, those are going to be, you know, receiving assets at death, are at a huge disadvantage from a couple of aspects. First, their lack of understanding of the process of inheriting, how probate process works, how estate planning mechanisms like trusts work. It puts them in a position to try and navigate that process at a time when it can be very emotionally challenging. And then secondly, their own individual, the inheritor's lack of education, their lack of financial literacy themselves, can cause them to make poor decisions about what to do with the wealth once they've inherited it.
Maria, I think that is all I need. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome. All right.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.